If you ever thought about becoming a freelancer but wondered if you could make it, you've come to the right place. This is Freelance Can I Really Make It, the podcast where we talk about the ups and downs of being a self-employed freelancer, entrepreneur, whether you're a photographer like me or a singer, songwriter, poet, artist, clothing designer, whatever the case may be. We discuss all the downs and things that we have to deal with as freelancers, but also the ups, the solutions. Welcome. My name is Ahmed. I'm Creative Roberson. Let's get on with the show.
Yo, welcome back, y'all. I'm just going to get right to it this time. I saw something on another artist's post regarding being paid for what we do in relation to time. What I'm talking about is I've had clients, and that post was referring to a client that was basically penalizing the artist for being good at what they do. You know, you came to us because we're good at what we do. You came to us because we can give you a good product in a short amount of time. And because we did that, we should be compensated for it. Actually, we should be compensated more than your average creative for that specific reason. The fact that we're really good and the fact that we got it done for you in a very timely manner. That very timely manner gives you your life back, gives you your time back so you can get back into whatever you're doing so you can make money off of whatever we created for you. Don't penalize us for getting it back to you soon enough so that you can get back to making your money. You should be rewarding us for that. You know, would it make you? I mean, I get it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't get where you're coming from. I get it. You know, you want to see a correlation between the money that you spend and the time, you know, in relation to the money that you spent. Like if I spend $1,000 on something, I want whatever I paid for to take longer, whatever I paid $1,000 for, I want it to take longer than 10 minutes or an hour. You know, in your mind, you're thinking, I'm not paying anybody $1,000 an hour for something that any other creative can create. However, you came to us knowing what our rate is, knowing what we specialize in, knowing what we're good at, knowing what we do, and knowing that you not only want, but have determined that you need what we do for your business over anything any other creative could create for you. So we charge that rate because we've been doing it for so many years. We charge that and we do it for you fast, rapidly, and correctly. And then you're like, wait a minute, it only took you, 5 minutes to do this and you're charging me $1,000. I'm not charging you for the 5 minutes. I'm charging you for the 18 years, or in my case, the 18 years that I've been doing this, the 18 years of experience, the 18 years of me mastering my craft, the 18 years of my expertise. That's what you're paying for, not only for the product that I'm giving you, but you're paying for my experience, the service, the customer service too. Because if something comes up and you need some work done, and or you need a revision, or you need something added to whatever I did, when you reach out to me, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to respond to you immediately. I've had multiple clients say, oh, wow, thanks for getting back to me so fast. Like I'm not supposed to? This is my job. This is my career. This is my business. Of course I'm going to get back to you. You're my client. Could be a friend, could not be, but regardless, you're my client, so I'm here to service you. Customer service is key. Not only do I possess the skills to give you what you're looking for, but customer service goes hand in hand with that. I can't sit here, create a product for you, and then I'm ghost, and then you're looking for me because you need more added to it or a revision and you can't find me. Now you're upset not only because you paid or you feel like you've paid more than what it was worth based on the time, but then I'm not available? No. All that comes with my rate. And I'm not just saying my rate is $1,000. I'm just using that as an example because logically, most people would think that, like, yo, man, I just paid this dude $1,000. It took him 10 minutes and he got it done for me. Yo, that's not worth $1,000. $1,000 for 10 minutes? You know, that's $100 a minute. Like, nah, most people ain't going to ain't going to get with that. But again, you're paying for my expertise, what I did for you, and you're paying for your day back. You have a project coming up. You need to get done immediately. In your mind, you're setting a, I mean, I had big projects and clients set a parameter for a 1 week turnaround. And in my mind, I'm like, that's not going to take a week, but I appreciate the additional time, the cushion, just in case I run into any snags, any issues or anything like that. So, you know, they come out, they reach out to me. We negotiate the terms. We talk about the project. They say they need it done in a week. And I always tell them, I'll have it for you by that date, if not sooner, but at least by that date. So in their mind, they're already set to get it by that date. I'm not going to play around with them and just extend it, taking up to that deadline date just so it can justify my rate. My rate is justified whether it takes me 1 minute or 1 year. You know what I mean? Because of the reason that you came to me. I didn't solicit you. You came to me because you found my work. You like my work. You may have heard about my work and my customer service and how I get down. And then you reach out to me. You negotiate something for that. You get that. And then you turn around and want to penalize me for it because it went faster than you thought. So in your logic, you know, $1,000 job took me 10 minutes to complete. And I'm not saying it does that. I'm just using extremes. But $1,000 job took me 10 minutes to complete. But based on your logic that it shouldn't cost that much because of such a short amount of time, you're basically saying that I should do it for $100 or $10 or something like that. Think about the volume of work that I'd have to do in order to meet my overall monthly cost of living, you know, doing a ton of jobs. You know, nah, man, you know, to go off on a slight tangent, you know, I hate work. Who wants to spend their life working? And that's not to say that you don't like your job, love your job. I love what I do, but I would rather do it because I want to, not because I necessarily have to. You know what I'm saying? You know how people, some artists say, if money wasn't an issue, I'd do it for free. It's kind of like that. Like if I had lotto money, like big money, I'd still do what I do, but it would be a lot less pressure. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do it because I had to. I do it because I want to, because I love the art. I love the craft. But anyway, regardless, you know, regardless if I love it or not, this, that, or not, this, that, and the other, I'm not going to sit here and do more for less. Ah, it's the opposite. I want to work less for more money. And I put myself in a position to do that because of my skill set. And please, man, I'm not bragging about my skill set, but hell, man, after doing this for 18 years, I better be good at this, you know, I better be good at doing this. So me and, you know, my experience, my skill set has allowed me to command certain rates for what I do. But again, don't penalize me for giving you your day back. You have a project that you're working on that's very important to you. You set a deadline for a week. I get it back to you in a day. Look what that has done for your deadline. Look what that has done for your time, your personal time. You don't have to sit back waiting for me for a whole week to find out if I'm going to get it right. And then we have to possibly potentially go through revisions to see if we can change something. That extends the timeline even further. But you give it to me on Monday, say you need it by Friday. I give it to you by end of day Monday. You've got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to prep it and get it ready for launch. If you don't launch it sooner, either way, I've given you that back. I should not be penalized for that. We should not be penalized for that. We should be rewarded for that. Hell, give us a bonus. Give us a tip because of what we have given you. That's like, what did they say? Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You know, like I'm giving you something that you did not have, that you weren't prepared to have. And I'm talking something that's good, a bonus to you. And then you're mad that I'm giving you a bonus. It almost makes me think of the line in the movie From Dusk Till Dawn where Harvey Keitel was speaking to George Clooney's character. And he said, are you such a loser that you don't realize that you've won? You know, like, and I'm not calling you a loser. That's an extreme example, but it's just to say you're winning. By me giving you a whole week back, giving you the product correctly a week earlier, that is a win for you. And you're going to turn around, nah, man, nobody should be this good. I'm not going to pay you for that. Nah, man, you should take a whole week. Why? You just got a week back. Do you not see the win? That is the ultimate absolute win, man. Take the win. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. So if you're a freelancer like myself, an artist, self-employed, and you face this, basically use that example for your clients if they're arguing that you worked too fast for your rate. And I'm laughing at that because it's like, how is that a negative? How is that a negative? You know, but again, they look at money in relation to time. If I pay this much money, it should take this much time. No, you're paying this much money and you came to me because of what I can do. You know what I can do. That's why you came to me in the first place. Don't penalize me for that, you know? But anyway, I just wanted to say that. I wanted to share that, you know, because and if you're a business, a client that does graphic design or whatever, and you outsource a freelancer, again, don't penalize us. Reward us because we're helping you make your life and your situation better. I work for some pretty big companies and I've come across this situation where they need something immediately. They hit me up in all kinds of crazy hours of the day, different times of day. If I'm not sitting at my desk, it sucks for them and it sucks for me because I'm losing out on that contract deal, right? But when they come to me and I give it to them immediately as they ask for it, they pay my rate regardless. They don't even question my rate. And the reason why is because I'm good at what I do. I give them what I say I'm going to do. And I usually often either get it to them right when they ask me to, or I beat their deadline. I exceed their expectations. They're not going to penalize me for that. They want to keep me on the team. Like, you're our go-to guy when we need something immediately done. You know what I'm saying? That's the reward that we deserve, not to be penalized. So anyway, just wanted to end that. I wanted to get that off my chest, man, because sometimes it bothers me. If you're not in a position like ours, you don't necessarily get it. But, you know, hold on 1 second. Hey. Oh, you want the ball? Get the ball. Yeah, Penny wanted the ball. But anyway, yeah, man, don't penalize us for what we do. Reward us. You came to us because of what we do. Now, don't ask for something, get it, and then be mad that you got it. You know what I'm saying? Better yet, applaud us for it. You know, give us a round of applause for that. I'll give us a round of applause. That's a round of applause from me to us, for all of us. And until next time, keep doing what you do, man. Stay focused. Stay focused on the task at hand. We traverse a lot of hills and valleys and peaks and stuff, but we can always get through it if you stay the course. Because if you get to a point where you think you're going to quit and you're about to quit and you get frustrated and then you actually step away and then a big job comes and they ask if you're ready and then you're not because you stepped away. Oh, man, you just killed your dreams. I've been doing this for 18 years. There's no way I'm going to stop until I hit that peak. I have my peak. It might be different from yours, but I know the peak that I'm trying to reach. And until I get there, I'm going to keep on going regardless of how much mud I'm stuck in. You know, that's just the way I'm built. And even when I do reach my peak, hey, I'm going to be doing this at my leisure, not because I'm tied to my desk. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, talk to you guys next time. I appreciate you for listening. Spread the word, share this podcast. I'll see you guys next time.